Live from New York, the Fox Report.
I'm Lisa Brady. President Trump holding an emotional listening session with survivors and others impacted by school shootings.
And we're going to do something about this horrible situation that's going on.
Including students from the Florida high school where 17 were killed 1 week ago today.
I was lucky enough to come home from school, unlike some of my other classmates and teachers. And it's very scary.
Parents of Parkland survivors, also part of that meeting.
I've lost so many. And I'm just begging for a change. We need a change.
Some urging stricter gun laws, one suggesting boosting the minimum age to buy semi-automatic weapons, which in Florida is currently 18, lower than the drinking age. That's one of the ideas Florida lawmakers are considering. Students protesting both inside and outside the state capitol building in Tallahassee, demanding action. President Trump pledging to figure it out together and get things done. Vice President Pence and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos also part of that tearful White House meeting.
Our hope is that by talking and by listening, we can make something that was unthinkably bad something good. And your loss and your trauma must never be in vain.
The president also plans to meet with state and local officials about school safety. Stocks finish lower, the Dow dropping 166 points back under 25K after rallying for a time during the session on Fed minutes pointing to stronger economic growth. But that also reignited concern about inflation and interest rate hikes. The S&P and the NASDAQ also lower. This is the Fox Report, fair and balanced.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
The truck driver involved in a deadly train wreck with members of Congress last month is now suspected of trying to beat the train.
The garbage truck was on the tracks even though the safety gates were down as the Amtrak train approached at more than 60 miles an hour. A preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board says the conductor deployed the emergency braking system before striking the left rear of the truck. Two trash collectors were thrown from the truck. One of them, 28-year-old Christopher Foley, was killed. The driver of the truck was injured. The accident happened outside Charlottesville, Virginia, as Republican lawmakers were traveling to a retreat in West Virginia. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Republican leaders in Pennsylvania are filing an emergency application with the U.S. Supreme Court to try to block a new congressional redistricting plan. The state's Supreme Court redrew the map, which critics say unfairly favored the GOP. The Republicans say the Pennsylvania court doesn't have the power to invalidate the congressional lines put together by Republicans. The preacher known as America's pastor is being mourned and remembered today. The Reverend Billy Graham was 99.
He's been one of the most admired human beings in the world for decades, spreading the word of God with his command presence, message of sincerity and love, and with his signature catchphrase, the Bible says,
there are problems of sin and habit that cannot be solved outside the person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The Reverend Billy Graham died peacefully at his home in Montreat, North Carolina. Franklin Graham saying of his father in part that he's departed this world to eternal life in heaven. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
President Trump tweeting earlier today that there was no one like Graham and that he'll be missed by all religions, and in a written statement later calling him one of the most towering figures of the last 100 years. In New York, I'm Lisa Brady on Fox News Radio.
Have enough gun control. Now we need idiot control. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I was recently asked, what is the mission statement for your show? How do you describe the Kate Daly Show? It honestly took me a minute before I could even come up with an answer, because this show is not like any other conservative talk show out there. This show is so different, but it has to be. It's not about propping up one party and blaming the other on a daily basis. It's about getting to the truth, the uncomfortable truth. I'm on this journey to cut through the propaganda that we've been fed and to uncover the truth about our world and our government and what's been going on. We've been sold a box of rocks in this country for over 100 years, and everybody feels it out there. We need to question the narrative, question what we're being told. We need to understand our liberty and our Constitution. Is this show controversial? Yes. You will not leave this show every day without having learned something important or even valuable about how we view the world. We have to say what isn't being said out loud. And in order to do that, we have to check our fear and our political correctness at the door. We get to have over 400 guests a year that visit the show. I have 9 incredible co-hosts that come and join me on a daily basis with a different point of view every single day. We have to get our country back. We have to. We are running out of time. Let's do this. Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. It's Wednesday, right? Wednesday.
Still.
It's still Wednesday. And I've got Thomas Dykes sitting in this hour. Melissa will join us in the last hour. But I've got Thomas Dykes from Thomas Dykes TV on YouTube. You can actually check that out. Thomas Dykes. Boy, you've rotated on the show. You've been on the show numerous times. We've done some amazing shows together. Really brought up some great and terrific conversations, made people think. And I'm glad that you're back for a visit. I love it. Welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, since 2015, I believe we've been doing this.
Oh my gosh. And you know what? I met Thomas in a voting line. We were voting. I'm not joking. We were voting and we started talking and he came on the show and he had some spectacular points to make. And I thought, you got to keep coming back. So he kept coming back and man, we've had some good times on the show. Let me just tell you, we have a lot to discuss in this hour because I want to bring up some really pertinent points about what's going on and maybe a different perspective about gun control, about all kinds of things that are related to today's headlines, really. Let's be frank. Anyway, welcome to the show, Thomas. And I want to start out with this because I don't think people are realizing what is happening in Brazil right now. And it's a mess. And it's happening because of the very thing that people are clamoring for. They are even using students to go and clamor for gun control right now. Students from Florida. And they're climbing aboard buses and they're being sent to chant things like, I'm not afraid of the NRA, which is absolutely asinine because the NRA doesn't hardly do, they don't even make a dent in their lobbying compared to like Big Pharma. I mean, Big Pharma does $3.5 billion with a B. NRA does about $3.5 million over the last 20 years, okay? Over 20 years, not in a year, but over 20 years. And so it's absolutely ridiculous when you're using students who don't know anything and they're going and they're being sent on these crusades for gun control, when gun control is only 1% of our crime or our, the reason for deaths, 1% in America. Okay. And so let's look at Brazil for a second, because I think this is really fascinating. In the last couple of days, Brazil's Senate has overwhelmingly approved a military intervention in Rio de Janeiro. And it was proposed by President Temer last week. And the latest step in the president's crackdown on crime and social unrest Well, it's been really hotly contested, okay? Local elections are coming later this year, and so he has, they actually voted to bring in the military as sort of a martial law military, we're going to control this over the local police.
Without even all the details of the plan are still yet to be announced. This sounds like the Patriot Act or Obamacare. It's like, we're going to pass this and then you'll know the details. So, and I didn't know this, from 1964 through 85, there was a military regime there. So people remember that.
Yes.
It's not that long ago.
Mid-80s, yep. And so the collapse in public spending on social services, because they've conjured up quite an amount being spent on social services, has caused crime to emerge in all the slums in Brazil. And so what's happening is you've got all these streets that are kind of in chaos right now, and they enacted gun control legislation, okay, over the last decade. And that's part of the problem here, is that not only is it the spending on social services for people, so you've got very few people working that are paying for the people that aren't, but you also have an increase in all of these tax. So you have so this is what they passed. You had to be over 25 years old in order to have a firearm, okay? And it's generally illegal to carry a gun outside a residence. Can only use it in a residence for self-defense. Other than that, nope. And you have to have a special permit granting the right to do that and granting to certain groups, such as law enforcement officers. But here's the kicker. The law enforcement gets to decide and make a judgment call on whether you get approval for a gun or not.
Well,
yeah,
that seems like a very consistent process that would always go without a flaw.
No problems there. And then to legally own a gun, an owner must hold a gun license, which costs about $1,000. Okay. And then, so the poor, you don't get a right there. You don't get a God-given right to defend yourself. And then pay a fee every 3 years to register the gun. Okay. That's at $85 a year. And all firearms are required to be registered with a minimum age of gun ownership, of course, being 25. But also, there's about 17 million firearms in Brazil. They're one of the biggest manufacturers that exports firearms. Kind of funny.
Wow.
But here's also the deal. Since 2012, marked the highest rate of gun deaths in 35 years for Brazil, 8 years after a ban to carry the handguns in public went into effect.
How's that gun control working out for you Brazilians?
Exactly. We have about 10 deaths per 100,000 people in America.
It's tiny.
They have 30 to 35.
And I've been to Rio. I've been down there, and I'll tell you what happened. We're friends with rich people. They had exchange students here. We went to the beach near Copacabana, and there are these huge parts of the beach nobody's at. And then there's a clunk of people, and then you go further, and then there's people. But we found a spot, and we were going to set up, and they're just all look like Brazilians to me. But the friends of ours wouldn't let us go near this group. And I said, why? And they're like, well, they're poor people. And you think, oh, yeah, you're rich. No, he says, we don't mix with poor people because it's too dangerous. So what they've done is they've killed the middle class there. And now it's completely unsafe. And all they've done is switch the control of the guns into the hands of the bad guys, both criminals and the government. But that's pretty much the same thing at this point. So when I was down there, I saw that mentality is very different. It's a fearful mentality. I hired someone a couple years ago that was from America. He moved to Brazil, and then he brought his Brazilian wife back up to America where he's from. So he's just so grateful to be here where he says, I feel safe. I never felt safe. And the government took so much of his income in taxes. So the people down there, they can't seem to figure out what freedom looks like.
No.
They go from military regimes to it looks like they're going back that way. So
it's not based on principle.
It's sad. It's sad.
And so here's the deal. If you want to own a gun in Brazil, now, does this not sound like leftist liberals who would just love to have these things?
It sounds like New York.
A fixed address, proof of legitimate income. You have to have proof that you have an income to have the right to defend yourself, okay? No criminal record. I mean, zero. Even obviously if you were incarcerated for something you didn't do, doesn't matter. I mean, you're done. A mental health test, proof that you know how to handle a gun and shoot it, and evidence, this is the kicker, guys are just going to die, evidence of why you need a gun, for example, a police report of an attack against you that makes you worthy to have a gun.
We will deign you to have a weapon.
Can you believe this?
But you got to jump through all these hoops, and there's probably renewals and
is
all kinds
insane?
Of things.
Is this insane?
So what they do is they don't say guns are illegal. What they say is, what they do is they just make it so laborious to get.
Yep,
in
yep.
some of our states in America, or like New York, I mentioned, make it very difficult that you don't even want, like law enforcement and the bad guys are the only ones that have guns after a while.
Yes.
That's what happened in Germany. That's what happened in Russia. That's what happened in China.
Bingo.
All of these places, it's the same thing.
Bingo. They had, in 2014, 60,000 people were murdered in Brazil. It's
wow.
so dangerous that it's one of the most dangerous in the world, by the way, because they implemented all of these gun control laws and people cannot defend themselves. You know, we have about 8,000 to 9,000 gun homicides a year. Okay. And so if you want to add in, it goes up to about 13,000 if you want to add in suicides and everything else. Okay. But isn't that interesting that their murder rate went through the roof when they installed these ridiculous regime gun control laws against the good people? And here we have truth. We have proof, and we can probably cite, obviously, other places, too, but this is going on right now because their violence is so bad that they're having to, not having to, because I think it's a terrible move, but military is now going in to act like police in Brazil, and it's going to get worse. It's like Rio de Janeiro is kind of like Chicago right now, and Chicago, poor Chicago, you know, they don't ever talk about this. You can't get anyone to discuss Chicago's violence right now, but we have so much violence going on there, and believe me, if you're in Chicago, give us a call. I know we're live in Chicago right now, but I mean, they won't address that. Do you see any of these kids screaming on Capitol Hill and going to their state legislators? They're not bringing up Chicago, who has very strict gun control laws.
They have extremely strict, and I think there's 700,000 people that live in Chicago now. Let's have, if anyone knows it, but I heard there used to be 2 million people, that it's shrunk that much over the last few years, and so obviously there's issues at play.
It's up 97%. But they actually, from what I've read, they've actually reduced the number of cops 8%. Even though the violence climbed 97%.
Well, the people in charge, which are the government and their friends in business, they are not going to lose money. They're going to be the last to, first off the boat, the last to lose money. So one thing, Kate, I noticed on this article on ABC, it said, quote, "The population will see an improvement in the actions of the institutions that are constitutionally responsible for public security in Rio de Janeiro," end quote. As one of the colonels of this military, but I thought, you're speaking for the same government that has bankrupted the people and is now putting a military force, and you're saying that you're going to see an improvement? No, nothing improves in a military regime. It just calms down for a while, or it transitions into a new
government. That's a great point. That is a great point, because right now they've passed this to stay until December.
It's scary.
And they'll continue on. They're not going anywhere because, like you said, there isn't any factor that's going to change. Okay, now legislators are saying, geez, maybe we need to relax some of the gun control laws. Gee, you think? Anyway, it's not, I don't see a marked change here. I don't see them actually doing something that's going to change this. And so the military, will they get another year or two or three or four or five? Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, look at Egypt. How many years has that military dictatorship essentially been in power since Obama helped to overthrow the sitting government there?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's never... stability is not a thing with government.
When the left says, you know, we want to up the age, we want to make sure that people can't get their hands on things, we want to do all of these measures, sounds very much like what Brazil did, and isn't it ridiculous? You can't carry a gun outside your home because the only place people harm you is in your home? That it's so illogical. I almost can't believe people have these thoughts that this will help some way, somehow, when we have proof on the table that it doesn't. All we have to do is look at the countries that instigate what the left is crying out for right now, to say it absolutely 100% does not work, cannot work, it's illogical, yet they won't listen. It's all emotion. And I had to talk about Brazil because it's in the press right now. This all just came out within the last 24 hours. And let me just say, it's a mess.
It's where
Please
we're headed.
Learn from Brazil.
Yes.
We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. I'm in with Thomas Dykes, Thomas Dykes TV on YouTube. Don't go anywhere.
Celebrate a better night's sleep this President's Day on your new Tempur-Pedic from the Mattress Store. Save up to $600 off your new Tempur-Pedic and up to 72 months interest-free and get life-changing sleep delivered today. This week, sleep on your new Tempur-Pedic for as low as $28 a month, OAC, only from the Mattress Store on Bluff next to Ace Hardware, in Washington next to Best Buy, Cedar City next to Lens, and now in Bloomington next to the Walmart. Remember, when it comes to sleep, nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
Are you concerned about your health care? Are you worried about paying the Obamacare IRS penalties? I want to tell you about a legally exempt way to plan for unforeseen medical expenses that allows you to break free from insurance. It's called MedicalCostShare.com. The Medical Cost Share program allows you to be exempt from the ACA individual mandate, including the IRS penalties. It allows you to choose and keep your doctor and hospital because there are no networks, no HMOs, no PPOs, and you can go anywhere in the country. It even includes naturopathic and other alternative treatments according to the guidelines. We don't share monthly expenses that are socially objectionable. And the best part is that the monthly sharing amount for my family is just $449 a month. Visit MedicalCostShare.com for details. Take some time to read the guidelines and see if this is right for you. MedicalCostShare.com. It's not health insurance, it's better.
You're a small business owner, but you're not advertising. You believe that the economy is still stagnant, that consumers are hanging on to their money. You think maybe you'll spend a little on advertising once things start to pick up, but you know what? By then, it'll be too late. Your competitors will already be advertising and taking a big fat chunk of your market share. You'll have totally missed the boat. The train will have left the station, and there you'll be standing all alone on the platform, watching slack-jawed as customers pass you by. Why? Because they don't know you're there, because you didn't advertise, because you didn't think it was worth it. Every moment of every day, someone is buying something. People are shopping right this second, making choices, making purchases, and if you're not talking to them, someone else is. Advertising greases the wheels of commerce, fuels the engines of economic expansion, connects consumers with companies and buyers with sellers. Advertising. It works. Your competitors know this. Why don't you? A message from the Radio Advertising Bureau, Adweek Magazine, this radio station, and the famous Radio Ranch.
This is Kate Daly. My sponsors are the best. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home Furnishings. Get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. And St. George Massage, stgeorgemassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love. And the St. George Area Chamber of Commerce speaks on your behalf with the combined power and influence of over 700 members. Join today at stgeorgechamber.com.
Hi, I'm Kit Archibald, director at East West Health, and I want to tell you why I love East West Health. About 6 years ago, I was tapped out. I was about 50 pounds overweight. I just did not have the energy that I needed, and I was really frustrated. I reached out to my brother, who happens to be the founder of East West Health. It was life-changing, and what I found is it wasn't magic. It was really getting the education, knowledge, and understanding of what was going on with my health and what I could do to reverse those things. But I had someone to guide and mentor me through that process, and that was extremely essential for achieving my goals. At East West Health, we do weekly educational events because we want you to get that same education and knowledge and understanding of what's going on with your health. Wednesday evenings, we have an event on natural solutions for weight loss, thyroid, and digestive health. This could be something that will be absolutely life-changing. Call us at 435-773-7790. We'll see you at East West Health next Wednesday.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You must think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this. But I have seen this song before. I'm never gonna let you close.
Hi there, welcome back.
Even though you mean
yes, that's my song to those that want gun control. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Thomas Dykes from Thomas Dykes TV on YouTube in with me, and we were just talking about the craziness of all of this and how illogical it is, because we have so much proof out there that gun control does not work. And we actually do not have a high gun crime in the United States comparatively. It's under 1% that even accounts for all the deaths in America. 1%. And what is the most strongly contested? Yes, it's shrinking. Contested, debated thing out there is gun control. It's so amazing because if you lose gun control, here's the caveat everyone needs to remember. You lose the Second Amendment, you don't have a prayer on all the others. You lose them all.
And you think gun control is just about guns. No, gun control, the mindset of the Second Amendment is about freedom.
Yes.
Self-autonomy. It's about being able to control and defend my property.
The Second Amendment enables me to have all the other amendments. Just think about that.
Look at Rio.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Go right ahead.
So, Kate, I'm going to go ahead and guess that you go ahead and pack, and as well as many of Americans do. And the Second Amendment was given for us to be able to protect ourselves from the government, and yet here the government is trying to take away this right. So when is it going to finally dawn on the Americans that the government is trying to take away the Second Amendment right, and they're going to exercise that Second Amendment right and defend themselves against the stupid government?
Yep.
I don't know if there's a question there, but that's the point.
That's the whole point, yep. I so appreciate the call. Thank you.
And to be honest, we don't have a Second Amendment right. We have a God-given, inalienable, natural right to self-defense,
that the government's
which is codified.
To protect. Yeah.
It's codified in the Bill of Rights.
Yes.
That's a big difference that people don't realize because government gives us nothing. We just give them some of our power.
Yeah.
We don't give them any of our rights.
Right.
There's a difference between power and rights.
And I want to mention something, too, because this argument keeps going around, and I understand it, and you probably understand it, Thomas, because we're pointing out the facetious nature of them calling for gun control for gun crime, because it doesn't solve that. But what's interesting is when people say, you know, well, let's just ban the cars because we have drunk drivers, right? Teenage drivers or some of that's. That's isn't that one of the highest causes of death with teenagers?
Oh, yeah.
And suicide and all kinds of things. But why don't we ban this and why don't we ban that? Trying to prove and illustrate a point that they're not going to do that. You can't do that. Doesn't solve it. What's funny about the left, the way that they look at that and the reason it doesn't resonate with them is because they go, well, we all need cars. We all need cars to get to work. You don't really need a gun. You need a knife to cook. You can't just eliminate knives, right? You can't ban knives because we all have to use them in daily use, right? But you don't need a gun. So that argument, as many conservatives like us that want to point that out, it doesn't resonate with the left. You don't get them to understand it because their reasoning is, well,
it's feeling.
Yeah, that's, hey, we need those things, but you don't need the gun. What's interesting is we haven't needed the gun because we think we're still in control of America, and a lot of liberals don't realize that against a tyrannical government, to defend yourself, yes, you would need that, but we haven't needed it yet. And that's why when people say that, that's why I think it just doesn't resonate. They don't get it. But conservatives always come up with this argument, and I get the argument. It makes sense, but...
Well, there's a philosophical and a historical lack of perspective there. It's like you have never lived in a military regime, per se. You're in the freest... Okay, we are, in a sense, slaves in a lot of ways here, but we have the nicest pens of any slaves in history, meaning we can own property, we can do a lot of things. So there's a sense of well-being, and we have the government creating education, welfare, jobs, retirement, all these things. So... Mm-hmm. It's a benevolent dictator in that it's providing things.
Yes.
And you don't feel at threat.
Yes, because and that's why that doesn't resonate. And I just want people to know that because I know it keeps getting brought up, but as much sense as it makes to us, it doesn't to them. And I just wanted to point that out. You can't get them to think in logical terms because they haven't had that threat yet. They have a neighbor with a gun. They have somebody down the street with a gun, but they don't. They think that they don't need one in their possession, nor do they ever think they're going to need it against their own government because they love government.
Well, in history, if you study history and you look at governments, you would never trust government because of the evils and hundreds of millions dead over the last few centuries.
I agree. Hi, caller. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
One of the things you never hear mentioned is... The people here in the United States that are looking for a firearm for self-protection, the chance of them needing it here is in direct relationship to how the availability of it. In other words, you would need one in Brazil mm-hmm. where you can't get a firearm.
Right.
Much more than you would need one here where you can get a firearm. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
that does make sense. I appreciate
you see what I mean? And is
yeah.
There's enough firearms in the public now
yep.
that people give a second thought.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you was in a country like Brazil or mm-hmm. Australia or mm-hmm. even Canada,
right.
It's not something you have to dwell on. You know that these people are unarmed.
Yep. I think it's 80% of Americans have some sort of firearm.
They estimate 350 yeah. million firearms in America, which
Thank
is
you.
More than every man.
Thanks for
woman.
The point. Really appreciate it. Yeah. He's right on. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450.
And with those stats,
mm-hmm.
there's no way. People that are pro-government control of guns,
right.
let's be specific here, you're never going to get all those guns. Americans are not going to give them up. You're not yep. fighting for a solution. What you should be saying is, okay, I've got all these gun owners. How do we live together? And why am I so afraid of guns? I've never been around them. How many yep. people complaining? How many of these kids have actually fired a weapon? And see, it's a machine. It's mm-hmm. It's nothing but matter.
Well, given the context,
it's not an evil thing.
Given the truth about gun crime in relation to deaths in America is only under 1%. Okay. That's very, very low, okay, considering the facts. So what are people most upset about? Are they upset that needless death happened? Or is it just, I hate guns, and this is a great excuse to get rid of them again? So it's never, they can't even come to their logical conclusion on what their anger and emotion is all about. Because they're saying needless deaths, but if you really look at the numbers, that doesn't add up to gun control. So it has to be just about the hatred for guns, not wanting them, not understanding them, not owning them, and a sincere hatred for guns in order to constantly use needless deaths. Because when people die of something, and let's say it's a knife or something else, that it's never as emotional. It's like it's never as bad as when it happens with a gun, because the gun is the enemy.
Yeah, and that's the gun's easy. It's like legal immigration. It's like we just hate this or we hate that, and we put all our like their feelings are, I'm sure, real. A lot of this is, mm-hmm. The pain is real for a lot of people.
When someone dies from a knife attack, okay, somebody goes into an office building and shreds everybody up with a knife, and doesn't happen, but let's just say it does, I mean, to that degree. What do they say? Thoughts and prayers, oh my gosh, this is horrible. And what do they say when it's done with a gun? Remove the gun. It is a hatred for guns. It truly has to be for that dialogue to continue in the way that it is, because it is the fiercest debate. And when it happens by any other means, even tragically in a car wreck, people go, oh, that's tragic. But it ends there. Well, they don't say, well, now we have to do something. No, it doesn't go to that level.
Just don't be vulnerable through your emotions.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, why don't we take the argument of alcohol? I mean, how many people die every year because mm-hmm. of alcohol? Why don't they illegalize alcohol? Right. Oh, wait, we did that.
Right.
And what happened? It just went underground, and all the crime that it was associated with it, and mm-hmm. then people were either buying it illegally or making it at home in their bathtub.
Yeah, it created an illegal market, and it doesn't go away, and that's the problem that they don't think
it
out.
Doesn't.
It doesn't go away. And so it's a hatred
drugs,
for guns.
They're another good example.
Yep. It's a hatred for guns on the premise of needless death is what it is. On the scapegoat of needless death, it's I hate guns. This is a great opportunity. Thank you for your call. Really appreciate that. Right on the money.
Often promoted by people who have lots of guns around them. Jimmy Kimmel, great. But what about your security detail? I'm sure you have one.
Yep.
I'm sure you have one
sure
at the studio.
Armed.
And so they're not consistent because it's feelings. Feelings are like sand. It's the foundation. You have a sandy foundation means you can be pushed back and forward by the winds
mm-hmm.
of whatever's popular, the populist mantras. But if we stop being afraid, like I showed my son one of my weapons just so he would stop thinking that guns are this magical thing. It's like we're going to take him out and train mm-hmm. him just so he's not in awe of these weapons. And I teach him, you always act like this is ready to kill someone, even if you think it's empty. And so it's like education takes away. Like Elon Musk said he was afraid of the dark
mm-hmm.
when he was young until he learned that all of darkness is a lesser amount of photons in the air,
yeah,
makes it dark. And then he said, I immediately lost fear of the dark because of its science. And so people that have mm-hmm. this fear, obviously they're upset about yep. what happened, and we all are, but they also have never been around guns. Where are the parents of these kids? Have they taught them anything about guns, shown them guns?
No, they teach them to fear them. I don't want one in my house. I mean, how many times have you heard that on a TV show? I have, on a sitcom.
Yeah.
If they're ever talking about guns, it's, I don't want one in my house. I can't believe you'd have one.
And oh, it's a responsibility.
Yeah.
It is. It's
yes.
a responsibility, but we bring up the fact, why don't teachers, as a rule, with the situation, why don't mm-hmm. they just carry firearms just to protect the kids they have a duty to protect?
I agree. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I'm going to throw something out there. Do you think it's possible that the fear of guns is because what individuals, in particular, watch on the news? Like when you see ISIS standing over somebody, mm-hmm. you see that vulnerability that's in individuals mm-hmm. or being stood over with weapons?
Yeah.
Thought.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate that. We'll take the next caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to... I'm trying to get there. Patience is a virtue. Just remember that. I love the points being brought up, because if you talk about Brazil, if you say what's going on right now, if you talk about the actual number of gun deaths in America, it's interesting that it's 1% accounts for all the deaths in America is by gun. Yet... it is the most hotly contested. There's a reason for that. There's a reason that in the media, you do not see all the interviews with people that are pro Second Amendment, that understand their God-given rights. There's a reason for that. There's a reason they're parading all of these kids. By the way, Facebook is taking down any comments, as many as they can, about David Hogg and the interview going around. It's the number one YouTube interview of him not remembering his lines for the camera and talking about gun control.
Well, that's exactly. And let's talk about the fact the media, the people mm-hmm. that are pushing this
right.
to not be self-reliant. They said that kids on average will see 16,000 murderers by the time they're out of high school and 200,000 acts of violence. So if that's all you see about guns, not mm-hmm. going out, learning how,
right.
feeling self-reliant in
right.
self-defense, yeah, they're scary. They're really scary.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I think you're right.
They
I
keep
also,
hanging up because our logic
I
is
know,
unassailable.
Right? I'd like to think so.
We have won the debate. But think of that. 16,000 murders mm-hmm. in movies and music. And how many murders do you commit in video games nowadays?
Right.
By the time you're 18...
Yeah,
guns are to kill people. They are murderous, and you can get these ridiculous weapons in video games that are just mm-hmm. not realistic. So, I mean, if you see that much murder and mayhem, like these kids marching, how many people have they killed in a video game?
Right.
Some of them have probably killed thousands.
Probably. I think they're using these kids. I think some of these kids could be crisis actors. I definitely think David Hogg. I saw a picture of David Hogg in a cap and gown. I'm sorry, wasn't he a student at this high school? I saw him in a red graduation gown. So there are some severe problems with these stories coming out and who the media decides is going to get heard among these kids. There's video of him not remembering his lines, and of course Facebook and YouTube are trying to censor them. They don't want that to be number one. Mm-hmm. So there was a big article on NBC saying that, these darn conspiracy theorists out there are spreading lies. So we're going to seek to take those lies down instead of free speech, instead of honoring free speech, because, you know, the people are getting onto this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
I think it's time that we see some parents start taking things away from these kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Quit spending the money on them. Quit
yeah.
buying them new cars when they're in high school. Quit getting them $80 tennis shoes when they can wear $20 tennis shoes.
They can walk 20 miles in the snow.
They can go to the thrift store.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I'm going to make mine walk 20 miles in the snow. I don't have snow here, but you do in Chicago there. We're going to make them walk.
We can use it this
No, year. But I get what he's saying. Better parenting, more on tap parenting. It's just that we have a government problem in this, and when I see people paraded around on the media, and I see them saying the things that they're saying, and it's very scripted, I have a problem with that. I also have an issue with Facebook and all of these companies censoring the other side of this, and that is the side that's clearly evident and visible, and that is people with the certain lines and the certain type of views on gun control that are getting the press, and the other ones aren't.
It's because they're losing. They're losing these arguments. Yep. The mainstream media and the talk shows, none of this has a real impact anymore.
Oh, I so agree with that.
Except for their choirs, which already believe that, they preach. So
there you go. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. We're also on iTunes, but you can go to katedalyradio.com and get the podcasts.
Beehive Homes Assisted Living is where the heart is. Our attentive staff and comfortable living creates fulfillment for our residents. Where you should live should look like home, smell like home, and feel like home. Beehive Homes is family-style living, yet still in the utmost in privacy. We've gone out of our way to make our homes truly a home away from home. When you want the highest level of care, count on Beehive Homes. Quality senior living. BeehiveCare.com.
This is Kate Daly. I love my sponsors. Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic with every model on display. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else? St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. And Beehive Homes. When you want the highest level of care for your loved ones, go to BeehiveCare.com.
What makes Stuckey Family Pharmacy so well-loved? Just ask their customers.
My name's Corinne Clayton. I have lived in St. George for about 14 years. I've known the Stuckey family for maybe 5 or 6 years. I love their family. Laura and Sam have a delightful, large group of adorable children. They are amazing parents. They are good, good people. I was thrilled when Sam opened his own pharmacy. Sam is extremely intelligent. He is very knowledgeable, and he truly cares about his customers.
Experience the personal difference at Stuckey Family Pharmacy. Find them online at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com or drop in and say hello. They're just off Telegraph near Kohl's. Free local delivery available, including Laverkin, Hurricane, Sun River, and Santa Clara. For patient-centered wellness, it's Stuckey Family Pharmacy, where you are family. StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com.
My symptoms were swelling.
I was tired all the time.
Indigestion.
A lot of muscle spasms, pain.
Pretty severe arthritis.
Not being able to sleep, just being lethargic.
Brain fog every day.
I had aches and pains.
Now I'm great.
I started getting better.
I can think again.
I have energy. I can play with my 5-year-old.
Yeah, I've lost about 60 pounds.
Life is pretty awesome.
It was like a complete turnaround.
Give Red River Health and Wellness Chiropractic Physicians a call. 767-9355.
Oh, Jane, you remember the Italian place?
Where we had that homemade ravioli.
Oh, that was so good. And the salad with the prosciutto.
And that pesto dressing was out of this world.
Croutons.
Oh, yeah, so good. Oh. Ooh, let's eat there.
Where was that?
I don't remember.
Well, what was it called?
Oh, it was so good, too.
What was it called?
Ooh, look at this. Homemade biscotti.
Let me see the ad.
Ooh, and fresh pasta.
Hey! Let's go there instead.
Out of sight, out of mind. Don't let the world forget about you. Advertise. A message from the Radio Advertising Bureau, Adweek Magazine, this radio station, and the famous Radio Ranch.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure and go to the website, katedalyradio.com, and check out Fruit Greens. You'll see my picture with a bottle of Fruit Greens next to it, and click on that, and it'll send you right over to order, right to their website. And what's great about it is it's a great supplement to take. In fact, it's fantastic. You get your greens, you get 20 fruits and vegetables dehydrated down, and you get all those nutrients, because now you have to eat a bushel of food in order to get the same nutrients that we used to get 100 years ago. And so, yes, we have a health problem in America, and we need to start doing something about it. This is a great product for your kids. It also gives you a ton of energy, gives you a lift throughout the whole day, and I promise you, you'll feel better. My immune system has changed because of it, and I couldn't be happier. So make sure that you get over to the website, put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and get 25% off right now and take advantage of that. You'll feel so much better, I promise. I've been taking it since the summertime, and I've really loved that product, and that's why I talk about it on the show, quite frankly. We're talking about Brazil. We're talking about what's happening in Brazil. It's a great lesson for gun control, because they are right where we could be in just a few years, and it makes me sick. Please check out what's going on with Brazil. And then also, we were just kind of talking about a couple of different issues in relation to the fact that it's 1% of all deaths in America are related to gun crime. 1%. And we're having this hotly contested battle every day over it? Give me
a
break.
And how many of those are actual homicides versus suicide versus accidental versus all kinds of things? It's like, I think 60%, and don't quote me on this, but I've been reading on this, I think 60% are suicides. It's quite high, just out of the total gun deaths.
Yeah.
A good chunk of those are they're killing themselves.
Right.
I'll find out.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. First time calling in.
Excellent.
So there's a big hole in these kids talking about guns being dangerous. One is they injure and kill more people than guns do when they text and drive.
Yeah.
And I bet if you wanted to pass legislation to say that they couldn't have their phones in their cars with them, I bet they would have a pretty big fit about that.
Yep, it's so true. I actually love what you're saying because it's right on the money. And that's why when we say, well, let's ban cars because of drunk driving, that's why that doesn't resonate with leftists, because they don't want a gun in their house. They think they don't need one because they only look at it for hunting. And so we have a huge misconception about the need for the Second Amendment and why the founders thought that needed to be number two, is because if you don't have that, you don't have the rest of the amendments. You cannot fight as a people against a tyrannical government, correct?
No, and so, right now they're looking pretty tyrannical.
Yeah, they are. They're very tyrannical. I appreciate your calling, and please call again. I love it. Thank you. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. What would happen if we instigated and took out all of the gun control measures in Chicago? Do you think it would clean itself up?
I think it would make a difference.
I think it would make a difference, too. And I think it's killing them. It's literally killing them in some of the areas in Chicago. It's a beautiful city. It's a city that I've been to. I thought it was gorgeous. I thought there was a lot of there that I would absolutely fall in love with, just like most of you Chicagoans listening to the show right now. Yet there's a violence problem. And there's also strict gun control laws. So when people do the math and they see that equation, if like Brazil, you started going, maybe we ought to get rid of those. Maybe it's hurting us. I think honestly, that would be the only fix to that. Now, what do they want to do? They want to bring in like military. They want to up the ante on the other side. That isn't going to do it. It's the people's ability to demonstrate a threat to somebody that's threatening them. It's self-defense. If a criminal knows that everyone around him is armed, he's not going to do what he set out to do in most cases, because he knows people can defend themselves.
Well, if you want to get discussions going about guns and schools, just advocate for teachers to carry, because that'll get people...
Which makes sense.
And they'll make fun. Like, I saw Trevor Noah make fun of that argument, and I thought, oh, you're saying teachers are morons and they can't handle that responsibility? He didn't even make it an argument.
Yeah.
He just made fun of, a particular teacher who did something stupid when he was a kid as a justification for teachers shouldn't have guns. And I'm like, wait a minute. You have these policies where you take the kids, you huddle them in the corner, you lock the door, and you just wait. You turn off the light. I'm like, what if they see this example of, we hide from bad guys? It's not that you wouldn't do all that, but if the teacher also had a weapon, they would be prepared. And the kids would see that.
It
would teach them to be self-reliant.
Absolutely. Hi, caller. Go ahead. You're on the show. You're live.
Hey, Kate. Hello. Nice to talk to you. This is Craig from Chicago.
Perfect.
I just want to tell you about Chicago. You know, you can talk about guns, but we have a problem with bicycles. I drive 35 miles every day in the city.
Right.
And the bicyclists drive like they own everything. They never get any tickets. They never get anything. And they demand that we give them the right-of-way, and they take away more and more streets for bicycles. Anyway, there's something that you haven't talked about.
Well, there you go. Thanks. Thank you. Appreciate that. Great point. Let's take the next caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate, this is Sam calling.
Hi there. Sam from Missouri. How are you?
A couple of things I wanted to mention here is that... there was a guy I used to carry here on our station. He's a talk show host. He unfortunately is no longer around. That had an old saying about when you'd have these people that would poke fun at conspiracy theories.
Right.
And that is that nothing is ever official unless it's first denied.
Mm.
And you can take that to government, because It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact that there are those within our government and various other places throughout the world who want to set up a communist totalitarian world government. All you got to do is look it up instead of sitting there poking fun and calling people conspiracy theorists.
Right.
And so always understand that with these people, when they tell you that their objective is not to take your guns and not to deny your rights to the Second Amendment, nothing is ever official unless it's first denied. That means that that's actually what they want to do.
Right. Right. That's a great point. I'm so glad you brought that up. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate that.
You betcha.
Yeah, it's a great point.
You see that with a lot of scandals. Like, they'll flat out say, no, I did not have sex with that woman. Well, it depends on the meaning of the words.
Sex.
But you see that they'll deny, and then they'll only give so much, and it buys them time. But yeah, if they put out gun crime statistics, in fact, this was my core argument. It's the government's job to punish gun crime. It is the citizen's job to stop gun crime.
Right.
Like, it's our job to create an environment where, think about it, it's the government that's created these giant box called school where it's a shooting gallery, or, you know, we get churches hit sometime because they know people are there peacefully as well. And it's like, if there was a precedent set where people generally, teachers trained, and they knew how to do, not just use a firearm, de-escalation. And I also made the point that you don't have to be a gun nut. You don't have to like the NRA. You don't have to be in gun culture or collect them.
Mm-hmm.
Carry one if you have the duty to protect a bunch of human beings in your care every day. And there's a tiny, minute chance something can happen. That's your duty. So take it seriously. Don't just huddle. Learn how to deal with some kind of incident. And I said the school should pay the teachers for the time and the training. They should pay, even maybe buy them, I don't know. We're already paying taxes. So I said, I think principals ought to have the right to require teachers, if they work at a particular school, that they do that. But it's a government system.
Well, in Colorado, Minority Leader Patrick Neville, he actually was in Columbine. He was a student there. And when that happened, I think he was a sophomore in 1999. And he was actually in a shooting, a real one. And and here's the deal. He actually is pushing legislation. He's introducing a bill that says that schools cannot be gun-free zones in Colorado. And I'm really proud of him for doing that, because it says volumes, doesn't it, of somebody that was actually in one of these that said, look, we have to be able to defend ourselves and our children. So the best thing that you could possibly do is say that we don't have gun-free zones anymore, and make sure that anyone that wanted to go to a school and do something knew that they were going to take care of business and take care of them.
Absolutely.
It's the only answer. I don't understand why people think that that's a weird answer to
this. I mean, bad guys are crazy. They have their motives, but a lot of times you're going to go to where the fish are biting, where it's easiest to enact what you want to do.
I know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there.
Hi there.
This is Deborah Palmer here.
Hi there.
George.
Hi.
Locally.
Go right ahead.
I know we have a lot of the listeners that you have, and even on my personal first Facebook page, and probably most of us, a lot of our listeners are right along on the same ideology as we are with this. But so I'm thinking, and I'm wondering, how do we, the solution is education, right?
Right.
They need to be educated.
Yes.
I don't think that a lot of them understand them, meaning those who want more gun control. I don't think, and I mean citizens, not government.
Yes.
I think a lot of them just don't understand what the implications are. Maybe they weren't educated that Hitler said we have to disarm the citizens.
Absolutely.
The Communist Manifesto says we can't have armed citizens. Even in America, we took away the guns of our Native Americans and then slaughtered every last one of them.
Right.
And so I think a lot of it is educate them, and our government schools are certainly not doing that job for us.
Great
it's
point.
It's our job to educate our neighbors. And so I guess I'm posing the question, how in the world do we educate our neighbors?
Yes.
When most of my neighbors and my Facebook friends are right along in the same ideology as me.
I totally get that. And I think too, you know, you're a teacher, and what I think what's funny is the argument that because somebody's a teacher, they might be too hysterical to handle a gun, or too emotionally unstable to handle a gun because somebody is a teacher rather than an electrician or a construction worker or a whatever you are out there in America. Isn't it funny that that's the conversation? Because what makes sense is not gun-free zones. zones, but more guns so that people would understand that you couldn't just walk in and do something at a school. Isn't it funny that right. the argument against that is that if you are a teacher, you are emotionally unstable and you're going to just break out and start shooting your own students?
And I want to.
That's ridiculous. I've never even heard that before. That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. That's the argument.
Why would an electrician go shoot all of his customers? What's the difference?
I don't know. That's the argument on the left. That's why they won't entertain. That's what's so funny about it. It's the perfect answer. That's what would work. But in logic terms, it goes out the window, right? Because are teachers emotionally unstable? Of course not. So why can't they be a gun owner like everyone else? Well, I mean, it's ridiculous.
My son doesn't trust one of his teachers with a gun, he said, but all the rest he does.
Like, I wouldn't ask the kids what they want.
I said, what kind of grade are you getting in
right.
this class?
Yeah, thanks so much for the call, because you made some great points, and that is they teach about Hitler. Do they teach how Hitler came into power?
Well, then that would undermine everything they
know. Yeah, because they teach about what Hitler did, but they don't teach about what caused that, what enabled that. They teach about all of these dictators. They don't teach what they had to do to get to be a dictator.
And I want to caution.
And that would be to take guns.
Well, I want to caution conservatives along this line, Kate, of advocating for more police presence. Florida has 4,000 officers in schools already.
Yeah, we have.
And they want to go to 8,000. We don't need government expansion, even in a government school. What we need is we need the people, the adults on site, to increase. Now, having guns in schools is like a seatbelt to me. They're not always going to make things better. There's a tiny minute fraction, maybe it'll be worse, but 80% of the time I do believe, and if criminals know this, bad guys, they probably won't go hit a school, because they'll know there's probably a bunch packing. Like, every principal should have a weapon on him at all times. It's just, in today's world, you just have a duty, because you have a box full of kids all day long. It's not even a fear thing, it's just you got to provide security. Mm-hmm. You do that at a concert, anything with a lot of people, you have to.
Yes, absolutely. And let's go with the other side of this equation, too, that we've talked about over the last few days. And that's been, what about the other people that might be have an interest in the gun control agenda that could be maybe controlling some of these shootings or actually behind them, okay?
No.
If you know that you're going into a school where people are armed, are you going to put your people at risk like that? No,
well,
you're not.
How many countries has our government destabilized through the CIA and other apparatus in the military-industrial complex? And then we think they don't do that here. Look, like I said, we have full-time professional politicians and self-interest groups. They're all entangled. Of course they come up with ways to undermine not only our liberties, but also our perspective.
Manipulate somebody into doing something? Well, you know, people aren't... you know that you're going into a fish-in-a-barrel situation. So you know that the situation, the outcome is going to be exactly the way you want it to be. See, now if people are armed, doesn't that put a whole new caveat on the situation? Doesn't that bring out a whole new what would actually happen or what could happen? Yes, it does change things. It's exactly what we need in America. And I can't believe the left, leftist liberals, the only thing they can come up with is our teachers are too unstable to have guns. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. Most ridiculous argument.
Trevor Noah on Comedy Central's made that remark about a weird teacher he had, and that's why teachers shouldn't have guns. And I'm like,
wow.
We like us. The conservatives and libertarians like teachers more than the liberals do.
Well,
apparently,
I'll tell you,
we trust them more.
National Marijuana Day, Hitler's birthday, April 20th. The liberals in this country are pushing for kids to leave public school so that until gun control happens. And my only thing is, well, that might not be a bad thing. Maybe more kids will wake up if they're out of the school system for a little while and don't get this kind of propaganda. You know, maybe that would actually be a good thing. Take them out for a while and. Oh, my gosh.
Just not to smoke dope.
Yeah, National Marijuana Day. What a day. April 20th. Also, my son's birthday, too. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere with Melissa Smith.
Wow.
Why do people love Stuckey Family Pharmacy?
They actually communicate with my doctor to make sure my refills are approved.
I love what they do for my grandmother. She used to get confused with all of her medications, but now she gets them packaged in weekly dosage amounts. It helps grandma make sure she gets the right meds at the right time, and it doesn't cost anything extra.
I love the free delivery.
Experience the difference at Stuckey Family Pharmacy, just off Telegraph near Kohl's, or online at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com. Stuckey Family Pharmacy, where you are family.
Lincoln was our tallest president at 6'4". Madison was our shortest at 5'4", half weighed 335 pounds, while Madison was a wee 122. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, reminding you about our President's Day sale, our biggest sale of the year. See, no two presents were alike, and no two of you are either. So get a mattress that's perfect for your body and save up to $900. Best Mattress, home with a 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 98.5 FM Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.